أما بعد، now we carry on with our normal lesson, which is the methodology or the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for training, spiritual and educational training. That what was the method which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted to correct and to teach and sometimes to admonish people, because the most important and major role of the prophethood and messengers are to teach. They are the best teachers in the world, and Rasulullah is the best teacher in the mankind. So if we want also to correct other people or do amar bil maruf or nahi anil munkar, it is not appropriate you use what the ways which you think are appropriate. So just the knowledge of do's and don'ts, na karo ya na karo, is not enough. Also the method and the ideology of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be adopted regarding that. But wo kaise pata chalega? How will we know? We have to study the life and teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His ahadith the sunnah mein mention hai, sari Quran mein hai, many things in the hadith. The situation which rose at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ideal situation for teaching. It was intention and intended by Allah Jalla Majdahu that they do such things that it will become a guidance for the people coming hereafter until the day of judgment. So that's why in principle we find answer of everything in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. So amar bil maruf wa nahy anil munkar is the greatest, you can say, office of prophethood and their duty. So best people who executed that duty were the prophets and messengers, and amongst them Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the last, and we are responsible to follow him. So last time we covered one point which was referring to being gentle and kind to those people who commit mistakes out of not knowing. Today we will read a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is reported by Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once in his lifetime, if you know little bit lesson of Seerah, went to a battle called Ghazwa-e Tabuk. Tabuk ki jang mein aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam tashreef le gaye sahaba ikram ke saath. During the campaign of Tabuk, it was very difficult time for companions to leave Medina to Munawwara. But during the campaign of Tabuk, one man said, "We have never seen anyone who loves food and tells lies more than our reciters, or anyone who is more cowardly than the battlefield," referring to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. دیکھو صحابہ کرام جا رہے تھے جنگ میں, سارا قافلہ ہوئے ہی والو سو منگس دم مینی پیپل. تو ہی بچ ہی سیٹ کہ وی ہیو نیور سین اینی ون, ہم نے ایسا کوئی نہیں دیکھا, ہو لو فوڈ مور دین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کمپانی ہز ڈسائپل کمپانی اور ٹیلز مور لائز دین دم اور anyone who is more cowardly in the battlefield. He is saying to another person. So dekhe how great slander is, how wrong that person is. So people who This type of people will always be present in every group, every organization, every silsila and every jama'ah. Surah Baqarah was revealed in Medina or Makkah? Surah Baqarah is revealed in Medina or Makkah. So in order to understand Surah Baqarah, person who will not know the 10 years of prophethood before that, he will not understand that surah. So surah samajh nahi aayi. Doubts will be rise in his mind. اب دیکھنا قرآن کھول لیا ہے تو پڑھیں آپ وہاں لکھا ہوا ہے سورۃ البقرہ میں بگننگ ان الذین کفروا سواء علیہم انذرتہم ام لم تنذرہم لا یؤمنون دیر ویریلی دیز پیپل ہو ہیو ڈس بلیو یو وارن دیم اور ڈو ناٹ وارن دیم دے آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو بلیو ختم اللہ علی قلوبہم اللہ ہیز سٹیمپ سیلڈ دیئر ہارٹ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ and their ears وَعَلَىٰ بِصَارِهِمْ وِشَابَ and veils his soul. So person who reads without any context, دیکھیں جو بندہ بڑھے گا کھولتے ہی قرآن کو فاتحہ کے بعد وہ کہے گا کہ یہ تو قرآن تو کہہ رہا ہے already everything is clear and these people who disbelieve they are not going to believe then what is the point of doing anything if the Quran is beginning from Surah Baqarah, the first ruku it is mentioned, that those who have disbelieved will not believe. And it is useless to warn them or not warn them. It is the same for sawa'un alayhim, it is equal to warn them or not. Ameena samajaya is confusion will rise. That is why I say there is a need of teacher, there is a need of guide. For the need of understanding Quran, you need at least certain guidance and understanding. So referring to this person who said on the battle of Tabuk, he was of the three, one of the three groups of people which the Quran mentioned in the Surah Baqarah. First two group Quran mentioned are the group of muttaqin, hudan lil muttaqin alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib, those who believe in unseen. And their qualities are mentioned. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. The first group is mentioned of the muttaqeen and salihin and the believers. If it is revealed in Medina now, Medina to Manawara, not in Makkah. Second group was who knew very clearly the truthfulness of prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usko pata tha aap Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam nabi hain. Jo Makkah mein jo log rehte the aksar bade bade leader Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and others as well, they knew Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true prophet. So they disbelieved in spite of knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prophet, true prophet. اب اللہ پاک ان کا بیان فرما رہے ہیں کہ ان الذین کفروا those who knowingly disbelieve. Now this group is mentioned. Those who knowingly disbelieve. سواءٌ علیہم انذرتہم ام لم تنذرہم. It is equal for them to warn them or not. Because they already know. سوتے کو تو آپ جگا سکتے ہیں. جاگتے ہوئے تو کون جگا ہے. You can awake a person who is asleep. Person who is awake, who can awake that person? Usko kya jagane ka matlab? It is useless to say to him, utko, jago, jago, wake up. Because he already is awake, he already knows, he is already in the state of wakefulness. So it is useless to say to him, wake up. If he is not listening, not doing anything, he won't do anything. تو اللہ پاک فرما رہے ہیں ان الذين كفروا سواء عليهم انذرتهم ام لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. These people who knowingly disbelieve, they will not believe. ختم الله على قلوبهم because of their this sin, because of their this great, you can say, injustice which they have done to themselves, or actually others as well, being leaders. As a punishment, Allah Jalla Majdahu has stamped their heart. It was not that previously their hearts were actually stamped, or they were veiled in front of their eyes. No. Their advantage approached after 10 years, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeatedly preaching them again and again. Lekin unhone baat nahi suni, knowingly. Then as a punishment, unka aage Allah Pak ne unke dilon ka mohr laga diya. Ye aadmi, they will not believe. Now there was a third group amongst them, those people who was in Madinatul Munawwarah, not in Makkah. First of the Muttaqeen, Salihin believers, and then the disbelievers. And third was who said they believed. Wo kehte hum mante hain. But then they were doubtful as well. And there were different levels of their doubt. So Quran did not say to them that they are, by name Quran did not say they were munafiqeen, but they ended up being munafiqeen afterwards. Those are those people who said, we are with you, we are with the truth, we are with Islam, but when the time of sacrifice comes, of giving wealth, or actually making any effort over battlefield, fighting, giving wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they actually shy away. And many amongst them, they are totally actually kuffar inside, inwardly, and outwardly. They just pretending to actually, you can say, harm the Muslim and Islam. Many of them became Muslim in the intention, although they were kafar, to apostate again and to disbelieve again, so that people will say, look, these people became Muslim and now they are turned back. This means not very good religion. वो इसलिए मुसलमान होते थे बाद के फर्स्ट दे डिक्लेयर आई एम मुस्लिम आई एम मुस्लिम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्लाह सुभान व तआला गाइड एंड ये हो गया वो हो गया लीवर एंड एवरी ओल इन ओल्ड मदीना दे आर फेमस देन आफ्टर 2-3 वीक्स और 5 वीक्स 1 मंथ से वी हैव सीन वी वेंट वेरी नियर टू रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड वी वेंट क्लोज टू मुस्लिम दे आर नॉट गुड पीपल दे आर नॉट व्हाट दे से वी हैव डिसबिलीव नाउ. So that other people who from surrounding who hear, they will say, look, people who have been close to them, if they are coming back, this means this is not true religion or nice religion. So that is why Islam put punishment of capital punishment for people who disbelieve again. Jo murtad ho jaye, unke liye Islam ne saza rakhi hai qatl. Isliye Islam does not say come in by force. You come by your will, and if you now leave the religion without any excuse, he will be explained. If he has any question, that will be answered by ulama, he will be satisfied. Still he does not, then the punishment is for him death. Because why? He has defamed the religion of Islam. And he has been giving a bad example for the people to come. So taake koi mazak na banaye Islam. Ki woh musliman ho jaye, phir woh dobara kafir ho jaye. Although internally he was kafir before. So these third group, how were they recognized? That they were mostly making excuses, Ya Rasulullah sallam, our family is sick, we cannot go, I am very poor, I cannot give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye hai, wo hai. They were actually always making up and coming up with excuses like this. And harming, you can say, Islam and Muslims in every, whichever way they put it. So, this is the third group. As I say to you, that in every age, every jamaat, every organization, these groups exist. Some are very sincere true followers. Some are, they are against that group. They are open up to get harm to Mandi. And third are those group who are within, and they just come maybe with sincerity before, and sometimes with this bad intention even, and then afterward they are nor here, neither there, or end up. This person who said this was from the third group, who said, the man said, we have never seen anyone who loves food and tells lies more than our sighters, or anyone who is more covered in a better field. Naudhubillah, referring to the companions of Rasulullah. The person who he said to was Auf bin Malik. Auf bin Malik said to him, you are lying, you are a hypocrite, and I am going to tell Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Auf went and he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but found that Quran has already been revealed on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning that man. That man came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wo bhi banda aaya, he also came, who was riding his camel and said, O Messenger of Allah, we were only talking idly and joking just to pass time on the journey. Hum to waise hi mazak kar rahe the, bas waqt guzarne ke liye, just to pass time. We were just actually having a light-hearted joke. Serious baat nahi. If wahi had not been revealed, Rasulullah sallam would have concealed and veiled his weakness. That was the habit. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though knowing that the some of the munafiqeen, Prophet knew, he still never said once, why are you doing like this? I know you do not believe me. This was the generosity and the perfect character of Rasulullah. And I said to you before that the chief of them, Abdullah bin Abi ibn Salul, he was everywhere, he was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and praising him whenever there was any in mosque and in the Jummah and Khutbah. There are people like this who outwardly actually are praising, but inwardly they are not. Jummah ke waqt wo khada ho jata hai, when people were talking, you to say, chup kar jo, be quiet, don't you know that this is the messenger of Allah, ye Allah ka rasool hai, wo bayan karne lage hain, khutbah dene lage hain, listen carefully, carefully, and that is Rasulullah sallam for so long years. But inside he was completely Manana. But he knew this was, he was a Jew, and he knew actually Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is true as that. But because his own office and his fame and his, you can say, political status was in danger, so he could not, he was became blind. So, usne ye kaha, wo jo munafiq آیا اس نے کہا کہ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں تو جوک کر رہا تھا میں تو مذاق کر رہا تھا جس ٹو پاس ٹائم رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وائی دا میسنجر آف اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز ریسائٹنگ دا انٹرپریٹیشن آف دا ورس آف دا قرآن اب دیکھیں دس از دا میتھڈ آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آف اف اے سچویشن رائز لائک دس ہاؤ ون شوڈ یو کین ہینڈل دا سچویشن یہ لرن کر رہے ہیں نا Situation rose, he came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard him, and the companion, and then, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just recited the verse of the Quran. He said, the translation of, say, Qul, was it Qul Abillahi, was it Allah and his ayat, and his messenger you were mocking of? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Qul Abillahi ayat, wa rusulhi kuntum tastahzi'un. کہ اللہ اس کا رسول اور دین کے ساتھ اور اس کی آیات کے ساتھ مذاق کر رہے ہیں آر دیز تھنگز ایکٹ ٹو جوک آف اور پاس ٹائم نو مور اور لیس سیٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ زیادہ کہا نہ اس سے کچھ کم کہا اٹ واز And this is also important lesson and great principle of Islam which you and we should learn, that this is a nullifier of Islam. Anyone who is a believer, he jokes about anything about Islam, about Quran, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, koi wo mazak kare, so this person becomes actually non-Muslim. No. Knowingly he knows that Allah is out there. Just to pass time, or anyhow, a prayer is somebody praying about prayer, about fasting, about hajj, about any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jisne daadi ki behurmati ki, and he jokes about some beard, and knowing that it is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or imamashi, actually he knows it is sunnah of Rasulullah, or any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jisne mazaak kiya, if he doesn't adopt that sunnah, it is no sin made. If it is not sunnat-e-muqtada. If it is sunnat-e-muqtada, he doesn't adopt, it is sin. But if he mocks and jokes of the people who are acting upon those sunnat, wo kafir ho jayega. Isse aage Allah Taala ne bayan farma diya, farmaya ke Allah Taala ne tum waqt kafartum, tum kafir ho chuke. Ba'da amantum hasaja. After believing, you have to become disbelieving. So, this principle has, there are 10 things which nullify Islam. One of them is this one. Also remember that. It is not one you become Muslim and you stay Muslim all your life without that. And maybe you have done such mistake, such in, let's say, prayer ko invalidate kar deti hai cheeze, wuzu ko invalidate kar, many things make wuzu invalid. Similarly, there are 10 things main which invalidate Islam. And it is for us to know them. Because so you can save yourself. One of it is, anyway, this, that you joke about any ayat, any sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things related to messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran, Islam, any worship of Islam, any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, one should be utmost, actually take utmost care that he should not speak light with light heart, even actually to joke or past time, anyhow. And in another hadith, the same report is reported by Ibn Umar in Ibn Jarir. He said, a man said same thing, and the man in the event, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran was revealed. Hazrat Umar, Ibn Umar says, Abdullah ibn Umar says, I saw this man, he came, and I saw him hanging onto the reins of the camel of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wo aya reins thi, wo jo lagam thi, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke oont ki, oont mubarak ki, uske saath usne se pakad ke, ya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, I will, just, jo. Oh, Messenger of Allah, I was only talking idly and joking. I had no purpose. But same thing Rasulullah said, say, was it Allah and His ayat and His messenger you are mocking? So, ek ye bhi tarika hota hai, ke baaz logon ke liye, there's no need of long lectures and long conversation and long argument to explain to them. Sometimes if you know someone has done, and they have done mistake, and they knowingly they did it, and they intentionally did it, it is sufficient to explain the seriousness of a mistake to them. Seriousness, when this is serious, because this will actually, you can say, your iman will perish with this. So this was a sufficient admonishment and warning for any person who was listening. So ek ye bhi aap Rasulullah sallam ka tareeqa tha, hikmat tha, ke kisi galti ke nuksan ke bare mein, ke uska kitni ahem hai wo cheez, jaise abhi Allah uska rasool aur uska deen bahut ahem hai, ye mazak nahi kiya ja sakta inka, wo banda kafir ho jata hai. To aapne bayan farma diya, ab sab ke liye aisi ek ek chain apni ke liye. Another similar method which adopted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times explained the harmful effect of mistakes and sin. Ye bhi ek tarika tha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka, ke kuch gunahon ya galtiyon ke nuksanat aap sahaba ikram ke sath bayan kar. To aap kisi ko samjha rahe hain, if you are explaining something, this is also one of the technique of wisdom you can use to explain any harmful effect in this world or hereafter of that sin. Ye bhi ek technique, it very is attractive, and actually it catches, you can say, the psychology of a person, a human being. Because when once he will know how harmful the effect of it is, then jaise ghibat ke bare mein Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that whoever جو غیبت کرتا ہے وہ اپنے بھائی کا گوشت کھاتا ہے, مردہ بھائی کا, is like eating dead flesh of his brother. اور غیبت سے جو ہے, it is that your good deeds are transferred to the other person who you are doing غیبت. If you don't have good deeds at that particular time, then good deeds of that person, you can say good, bad deeds of that person are transferred to you. Even if that is not the case, even then on the day of judgment you have to. So similar. So Abu Saliba radiallahu ta'ala said that whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broke his journey in a place, the people would disperse in the valleys and mountains during different expeditions and different journeys when companions went with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he normally people do when they took a break somewhere, people dispersed in the mountains, walking, two are walking here, three are walking here, four are walking here, just actually having rest, talking, etc., and dispersed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are dispersing in these valleys and mountains is from shaitan. After Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, itna sahabah chanha, ki ye jo tumhara muntashir hona, aur lehda lehda chale jana, ye shaitan ki taraf se hai. After that he never stopped anywhere, but they all stayed close together. So much so that if a cloak was spread over them, it would cover them all. After that, woh sahabi kehte ki itna woh ikattha rehte, even though they are stopping somewhere. We also travel many times in groups, Hajj groups, so I go. One person is going there, one person is going shopping, one person is going as well. So ye shaitan ki taraf se hote, if you are telling a group, then at least stay with the group and with the, you can say, if the oath of the Amir of the group, with his permission, so method which employed by Rasulullah sallam, Rasulullah sallam ne ek nuksan, a harmful effect of Prophet sallam said that this is from shaitan. And we also know from this hadith that only prophets are free from shaitan. Ab dekhen, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this is from shaitan and you are going here and there. Ab companions ko pata hi nahi, they didn't know. How is it me and you know? That is why you need a sheikh and you need a murshid and you need a messenger and you need a murshid to take you. The many things you don't know. You cannot even think about it. Another similar thing, method professors are employed when he used to straighten the rows of people in the prayer. He said, straighten your rows or Allah will make you divided. In Bukhari. O slave of Allah, straighten your road or Allah will make you divided. And he was very strict. Now, one cannot think of what is the relationship between stating the rules and making division between people. Normal person cannot think, but yes, there is great wisdom and people of Marifat and the Nasis know actually why Rasulullah said that. So a person cannot figure out the effect of it. کہ صفوں میں ٹیڑا کھڑا ہونا اور بندوں میں اختلاف ہونا اس میں کیا ربط ہے. That is why divine revelation is needed where the mind cannot reach and grasp the wisdom. اسی لیے تو آسمانی ہدایت کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے کہ اگر عقل سے ہر چیز پتہ چل جائے پھر تو ضرورت ہی نہیں ہے. Then there is no need. Then just get by most wise people of the world together and say plan something for us. We are living etc. And sufficient. Prophet saying and the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, normally minds cannot grasp the wisdom and the meaning behind them as such and completely encompass them. Some, yes, some of it people keep understanding. Ulama throughout 13, 14 centuries, they have been doing this. They have written books of the wisdom and the hikmat and the hikam behind it. Another example is narrated by Imam Abu Dawud in his book, Abu Dawud Hadith, his Sunan, from Hazrat Ibn Abbas, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas said, in which a man cursed the wind, Muslim said that a man's cloak was snatched away by the wind at the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So wind was blowing fast and his cloak was snatched away from of someone. And he became angry and he cursed the wind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not curse it, for it only does as it is commanded. Yeh hawa bhi Allah ki hukum se chal rahi hai. Yeh apni marzi se chal rahi hai. It is under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person curses something which does not deserve the curse, then the curse befalls back on that person. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. Abu Dawud. Now this is also the same method, the harmful effect of the wind. If you would have said normal to that person, do not curse the wind, it is a different effect. He said, okay, I won't, no, maybe it's something slight example. But when you explain to him that if you don't curse the wind because the curse will fall back on you, ab wo sochega. Then he will think his own benefit. But if I do, the curse might fall back on him. So this is one of the methods during teaching, during actually discourses, during the conversation people one should employ, explaining the harmful effect of any sin. In this world, many effects of the sin are harmful effects, and also in the next world. Yes, many hadiths Prophet ﷺ mentioned, the punishment relating to different sins, specific to different sins in the hereafter. Another example of this method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Sahih in Sahih Muslim. A person said, O Messenger of Allah, O Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no one other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who is better than him in such and such and such person. He said to Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, that person is so good, which he meant, that he was so much best in his conduct and everything, that except you, you are only better, except you, he is better than everyone. And that person was there. So he praised another person. One might think, what's wrong with it? But Prophet ﷺ said, Vailuka, woe to you, you have cut your companion's throat. You have cut your friend's throat. You have cut your companion's throat. Several times then Prophet said that. Several times. This is explaining the harmful effect of the sin, of any mistake a person is making. It is like cutting the throat. What happens when a throat is cut? That person dies. Similarly, if someone is praised unduly in front of him, his iman and his spiritual life can come to a death and halt, and you can see that he progresses. Because previously he was progressing, and now listening to the praise, maybe he thinks that I have become so good now, I don't need to work more. It is sufficient, I have done that. So Prophet said several times, now you have cut your companion's throat, and then he said, if anyone of you insists on praising his brother, if anyone wants to praise his brother, let him say, I think so and so is such and such, and Allah knows the exact truth. And I do not confirm anyone's good conduct before Allah. But I think such and such to be, I think of this person is good or whatever. If he knows that he is good. So now Rasulullah also did not even only correct, but at the same time he said that if anyone wants to praise someone, say anything good about someone, don't say, for example, Bashir is very pious person, or Nazir is very pious and muttaqi person, very pious and amazing. This is wrong way to say. Because what you are saying is, as that reality is like that, maybe in Allah's knowledge it is not like this. Maybe in Allah's knowledge it, the situation is not that. So then, what should you say? You should say that I think, in my knowledge, according to Allah's knowledge, and my knowledge, as far as I know, that person is nice person, but I do not confirm anything in Allah's knowledge. And Allah knows the best. And I do not confirm any good conduct before Allah. Maybe in Allah's knowledge how he is. So, kisi ki tareef karni hai, ki mere khayal mein wo banda behtar hai. I think, in my knowledge, Fahlana, don't say, he is better, he is good, he is pious, he is muttaqi, he is wali, he is salih. Because then you are saying the reality which might not be, it might be untrue. And then there are similar ahadith. So this is two points which I mentioned to you today, and we learned. One was actually to explain the seriousness of mistake, then many things need not to be said. Because then you will lose that fact. Sometimes you are explaining why you've done this, why you've done this, you are this, you are that. After that, that person snaps, and then the real cause or the real issue actually goes away, and they start quarreling about something else. So many situations, only series of mistakes, it is mentioned briefly, and then just go away from here, or stop actually speaking of further with that person. It's sufficient. Let them go and think. Second way, to explain the harmful effects of that any mistake in this world or hereafter. Because that will actually catch that person's attention, and when he will second time do that thing, definitely your advice will also come. And when your advice is attached with Rasulullah hadith, this means that he will believe it is true. When he will believe it is true, that will actually obstruct him, or actually stop him, abstain after him, to actually carry that out. Or if he will do, he will know he is doing, he will be criticizing himself. Next time he will be criticizing himself, eventually he can stop. So here's the fayda. اللہ پاک مجھے اور آپ کو معاف فرمائے کوئی غلطی ہوئی ہے کہنے سننے میں اور اس پر عمل کی توفیق مرحمت فرمائے اینی تھنگ یو وانٹ ٹو آسک پلیز ڈو سو بدر مبین جسٹ بفور یو کیم وی ور ڈسکسنگ دیٹ اٹ از انکمبنٹ آن ایوری ون ٹو لرن دا بیسک عقائد and necessary masail of fiqh. And we were just giving an example, learning. We ask everyone a question. Aapko bhi question karte hain. Just to refresh. A person who is praying namaz, and he becomes doubtful, he has had three or four rakaat. What should he do? Everyone has answered. You are left alone. Har ek ne jawab diya, agar sahi ho. آپ فرمائیں آپ کے خیال میں وٹ یو تھنک یو شوڈ ڈو اٹ ہیپنس وتھ مینی پیپل کوائٹ فریکوئنٹلی جی وہ تھری اینڈ فور اور ہاں وہ فور اینڈ فائیو بٹ دس کوشچن فار ایگزامپل ناؤ ایٹ دا مومنٹ تھری اینڈ فور اینڈ سم ٹائم دیٹ پرسن بیکمز ایون مائنڈیڈ اس کا خیال برابر ہے ناٹ آن دس سائڈ ناٹ آن دس سائڈ What should we do in these two situations? کیا کرنا چاہیے مجھے کیا کرنا چاہیے آپ کو یا کیا See, I will repeat again, inshallah, before it will refresh. other people mind as well. Sajda sah jo hota hai, wo hota hai when you miss and what you miss? Bajra. Third and fourth rikat ka masla, it is like this. I have mentioned to you already, other brothers, Bufu ko pehle hi bata diya. Although there are many other questions, but I don't teach fiqh. Main fiqh nahi padhata. Isliye, actually, it is basic thing and you can get information from basic booklet. But I advise you to aqaid, fiqh, and then ihsan and taqwa and goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without that, you are very weak. Maa Malik ne yahi farmaya tha, ke main yatasawwaf wa lam yatafaqqah faqad tazammara. کہ جس نے تصوف کی طرف بڑھا who actually advanced towards تصوف and did not attain the knowledge of fiqh, he will become بے-دین and he will become you can say misguided person. وہ گمراہ ہو جائے گا. He will do things which are not right and believe such things which are not right. Third and fourth rikat, if someone is doubtful, uske two situations. One is that very rarely this doubt has occurred in your mind. Kabhi aapka khayal nahi aaya. Second is that very frequently it keeps occurring as well. Every 2-3 days ye hota hai. Ab do situations. Agar koi pehli situation hai, if it is the first situation, then your prayer becomes invalid at that time and you should repeat your prayer. اگر تو کبھی کبھار آپ کو ڈاؤٹ ہوا ہے نا, یو ہیو کم ڈاؤٹ فل ویری ریئر اینڈ ناٹ ویری فریکوئنٹلی, دیٹس اے 5 months, 1 in 5 months, 4 months, دین یو شوڈ کمپلیٹلی لیو دا پریئر اینڈ پریئر یو بیکم انوالو. سیکنڈ سچویشن از دیٹ ایوری 2-3 ڈیز یو گیٹ تھنگز لائک دس. اس کے بارے میں یہ ہے that if you, your mind is inclined towards third rikat, 80% of you are sure it is third rikat, inclined towards that, then you think it's third rikat and complete fourth rikat in normal way, no sajda sah. If you are inclined towards fourth rikat, then you complete the fourth rikat and normally no sajda sah. Now the situation is that when your mind is equal and even on both sides, that you're not sure if it's third, if it's fourth, and you cannot actually decide, put weight on one side. Then you think, then you should do is to take that rikat as third rikat, because third is definite. The difference is two things you must do. You should sit on the shahad on third rikat as well. تشہد پہ بھی بیٹھنا ہے کسی کا, نارملی تو نہیں نا بیٹھ گیا تشہد پہ بیٹھے کبھی نہیں, پر اس میں بیٹھنا ہے. اینڈ دین ریڈ دا فورتھ رکعت از نارمل اینڈ دین ڈو سجدہ صاحب از ویل. اب دو چیزیں کرنی ہیں. میں ریپیٹ اگین, سجدہ صاحب صرف نہیں کرنا, سجدہ صاحب کرنے سے وہ معاملہ نہیں حل ہوگا. بیکاز ناؤ یو آر ایون مائنڈیڈ دیٹ رکعت شوڈ maybe it is your fourth rikat. اگر وہ fourth rikat ہے, fourth rikat پر بیٹھنا فرض ہے, دو رکعت پر بیٹھنا بھی واجب ہے, تو اگر وہ چوتھی رکعت ہے تو پھر تو آپ کی نماز ہی جاتی رہی. اس لیے جو آپ تیسری سمجھ رہے ہیں لیکن پھر بھی اس پہ بیٹھنا ہے, اچھا یاد کرنی ہے. اینڈ دین آن فورتھ رکعت پر, سو یو ہیو سیٹ اتھی تھری ٹائم Now the situation is, if it's your second and third rikat, if you become doubtful, it is second and third, phir kya karna chahiye? Are you seeing? If you are doubtful, be second hai ya third hai? Yes. And what should you do then? No. I said, if you are doubtful, second, pehle to aap sochna hai, is your mind inclined towards one side or not? Pehle to, this is the first action you take. The first you say, think, is your mind, you think mostly it is third, After you have passed this course of action, this phase, this step, then you actually go to the next step. So what is the next step when your mind says, no, I know nothing, I don't know why it is third, second or third. What you do then? Like you were saying before, that was right. क्या करना चाहिए फिर उसको he should think it is his secondary task. He should sit on the secondary task. वो तो उसने वैसे बैठना ही है. He is not doing anything new now. वो तो अगर he says his secondary task, हर एक task secondary task में तो बैठना ही है. वो तो ठीक है. That's fine. So he has sat in secondary task. अब वो खड़ा हो गया. Then what should he do? सेकंड कास्ट में तो वैसे ही बैठना है, हर एक बैठेगा. ही शुड सिट ऑन द थर्ड डी कास्ट ऑफ बैठ, वो तीसरी डी कास्ट में बैठेगा. क्यों बैठेगा? Why he should sit on the third car? Oh, maybe it's his second. Maybe it is his second. He is not sure. He has said hands up. I don't know. So maybe it's his second. Because on two car it is wajib to sit down. So then he should. What else should he do? Sajda sahv or not? No, he should do. करना है क्योंकि अभी वेन ऑन द सेकंड फेस एक्चुअली डेफिनेटली सही दर्शा करना है आपने, क्योंकि भूल गया मेरा. अब उसको पता नहीं, बिकॉज ही हैज सेट अट्टा याद इन एक्स्ट्रा नाउ, सो ही हैज हैव टू लेट सही दर्शा. इफ ही बिकम्स डाउटफुल, आप बताएं आपका दैट इट इज फोर्थ और फिफ्थ रिकॉर्ड, देन व्हाट शुड यू डू? तो फर्स्ट और सेकंड रिकॉर्ड सिमिलर प्रिंसिपल अप्लाइड. अरुण आप बताएं, इफ ए पर्सन इज रीडिंग जैसे फजर प्रेयर एक्सेट्रा, उसको डाउट हो गया कि आफ्टर फर्स्ट और सेकंड रिकॉर्ड, he should sit on the first rikat. No. I always try to explain to you again and again. Firstly, he should think in which way his mind thinks that what he is first or second. Pehla darja hai ki usne apne dimaag istemal karna hai ki pehli hai ya dusri. Agar dimaag ka jhukao pehli ki taraf hai to pehli samjhega, agar dimaag ka jhukao dusri taraf hai he will think it is second and complete as normal with outsider. Only if he is not in this situation, he is even minded, neither inclined for this nor this, then he should apply the principle which you are saying. What is it? First because of battery. After the threshold? तो देखे ना, अब ये मामूली सा मसला है. इट इज सो इम्पोर्टेंट दैट द प्रेयर इज एक्चुअली बेस्ड ऑन दिस एंड डिपेंडेंट ऑन दिस. तो इसलिए मैं आपको कहता हूं कि इस तरह की बुक है, कोई भी दुरूसुल फिका या इस तरह की किताब कोई भी है, फिका की बश्ती जेवर वगैरह आप ले लें और पढ़ें. ये आप हदीस से मसले निकलते, यहां जो अहले हदीस है वो मुश्किल में पड़ जाते. When you say to them, by the time this person will become doubtful, second and third, what he should he do? In Hadith, Prophet has not mentioned this. In Hadith, situations are mentioned, but not in this detail. First or second or third. Hadith mein itna hi matlab atta hi aap Rasool Allah sallam bol ke ye matlab Prophet sallam this sahi darsa. To is tarah ki is tarah phir is tarah aur bhi detail hai jo bande ko zarurat padti hai. تو مشکل میں پڑ جاتا ہے بندہ. اسی پھر علماء فقہا ایکچولی مے اللہ سبحانہ تعالی مرسی آن دیم اف آل فقہا ہیو ایکچولی ڈن گریٹ ایفرٹس فار اس ایوری تھنگ دے ہیو ریٹن ڈاؤن لائک ان اے پلیٹ اینڈ گیون ٹو اس اینڈ وی آر سو لیزی دیٹ وی کین ناٹ ایون فارورڈ آور ہینڈ اینڈ ایٹ. تو یہ بہت بری بات, اس پہ کسی کو معافی نہیں ملے گی. بیکاز اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اٹ از فرض تھنگ وچ آر فرض دے آر ٹو اٹین دیٹ نالج از فرض تھنگ وچ آر واجب ٹو اٹین دیٹ نالج از واجب تھنگ وچ آر سنت ٹو اٹین دیٹ نالج از سنت تھنگ وچ آر مستحب ٹو ایکچولی لرن دیٹ نالج از مستحب. تو یہ ہوتے ہیں مسائل. Now, anything else anyone wants? This was, don't mind at all, I have asked everyone, but this is just to emphasize that I tested you a little bit, that from long time I was saying to you, trusted you that you learned your fiqh. It is no good like babies and like 5-6 year old, I have to ask you a question, but how many faraz are there in prayer? Number 1, 2, 3. So, you have grown up, actually, you should actually learn the situation and then, yourself. And we normally focus on the third issue, which is ihsan and taqwa and progress spiritual, but that is based on these two wings. One wing is aqaid and one wing is fiqh. With this you are, you can say, your prinda has the bird, the spiritual bird which you have inside will fly and then can go in the suburb of the area. Otherwise it will end up somewhere else. پھر وہ کہیں اور جائے گا. یو ول نیور ریچ ایکچولی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کلوز نہ ہمارے پاس, وہ کہیں اور چلی گئی. تو یہ دو پر ہے پہلے اڑنے کے لیے. ان آرڈر ٹو گو تصوف احسان تقوا از ناٹ جوب اور مذاق. ہر اینی ون کین کلیم فرسٹ یو نیڈ ٹو ونگ اینڈ دین یو نیڈ ٹو فلائی اینڈ گو ان ٹو دیٹ پارٹ ویئر یو کین اٹین دس واٹر آف لائف آف تصوف. وہ نہیں ہے یو کین ناٹ گو دیئر. Then it is just a claim and claim and nothing else. تو یہ آپ, میں نے آپ کو پہلے یہ بھی بتایا ہے, یہ اس میں گریٹ علماء جو بڑے مجتہد اور جید قسم کے علماء تھے, دے آلسو سیڈ کہ دیر وی ریفریش اوور مسائل ایوری سکس منتھس. جو ضروری ضروری مسائل ہیں ہم بھی ان کو تازہ کرتے ہیں. تو ہمیں ہمارے جیسے لوگوں کو پتہ ہی نہیں ہوتا. سو وی شوڈ ناٹ ڈیل انٹو گریٹ ڈیٹیل. تو ہم اتنا تو ہو کہ بھائی وضو صحیح ہو جائے, غسل صحیح ہو جائے اور نماز صحیح ہو جائے بندے کی, زکات پتہ ہو کس پر ہے. مین پیپل آر کنفیوز, ان کو یہی پتہ زکات کس پہ ہوتی ہے. اینڈ دے آل دا ٹائم آسکنگ اینڈ دے ڈونٹ نو کہ بھائی اس پہ ہے اس پہ نہیں. کاروبار کر رہے ہیں 10 ایئرس, دے نو ہاؤ مچ کاؤنسل ٹیکس اینڈ انکم ٹیکس دے شوڈ پے, بٹ دے ڈونٹ نو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. تو اس کی سزا ملے گی سب, وہ فرض ہے. اسی طرح دوسری چیزیں بھی ہیں. تو یہ تو 5 فنڈامینٹلس ہیں. دین سبب احسان تقوا کم آفٹر دیٹ اٹ از ٹو بیوٹیفائی دیز تھنگز. تو بلڈنگ تو کھڑے کرے بندہ, انسٹیڈ آف دیر از نو فاؤنڈیشن دیر از نو بلڈنگ, تو بندہ کرٹن لے کے پھر رہا ہے. وین دیر از نو وال دیئر ٹو ایکچولی پٹ دوز کرٹن ڈاؤن. تو تصوف کی مثال اس طرح ہے, لائک پینٹ, پیپر, ڈیکوریشن, لائٹ ایکسیٹرا, carpet, and without building, without any roof, and if you put everything there, it will be ruined. وہ carpet بھی خراب ہو جائے گا, پردے بھی خراب ہو جائے گا. اسی طرح جو لوگ عبادت کرتے ہیں and they go into this spiritual world without this foundation of knowledge, their good deeds become ruined. کیونکہ وہ عمال بھی رہیں, نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں نماز ہوئی تھی, عبادت کر رہے ہیں عبادت ہوئی تھی. Once I read in a book, I don't think I have read it, but one of my teachers mentioned to me that once there was two brothers who had yearning to learn knowledge of deen. Unko bada shauk tha ilm hasil karne ka. So they had mother which they look after, there was no one else to look after their mother. To ek bhai ne kaha, میں جاتا ہوں, مجھے آپ اجازت دیجیے, تو آئی گو اینڈ چلا ون آف اسٹے ود مدر. ون بردر, دی ایلڈر بردر سیڈ اوکے, سو ینگ مان یو گو اینڈ ڈو وٹ ایور یو وانٹ لرن اینڈ ان شاء اللہ آئی ول اسٹے اینڈ سرو دی مدر. This person who wants to learn knowledge of Deen, who chala gaya, this person also somehow, after he went, he married or some way, there was someone who looked after them, but he also went. Now this elder brother was inclined towards piety and taqwa and Sufiyai Karam and all the other and the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one was inclined towards Allah. Ye bhi chala gaya, when he went after that, the second one also went. So the first one went to knowledge, city of knowledge, any madrasa, etc. He attained knowledge and everything. The second one went into the jungle and he found a place where there was a pond or a spring and in a cave. He began to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was behind the namaz, ibadat karta, and he used to worship Allah day and night and lived there for 5-6 years. After he came home, after 5 years, soon the other brothers arrived as well. They both came together. The person who attained knowledge, he came first, and the other elder brother, he returned after. So when he welcomed his elder brother, and he embraced him, and he felt that he is wearing something on his neck, he said, "Brother, what is it that you are wearing this on neck? Like bone-like necklace." He said, "Let me actually rest and then I will let you know after. Baad mein bataunga aapko." So he rested after a while or so. He said, "Brother, what is this?" He said, "This is that I was worshipping and in prayer and in vigil in the cave, and there was few mice, they were wandering here and there and disturbing me. I was very patient with them, but when I was my patience, I ran out of patience, I killed one of them. Two or three, I killed. Every day disturb me, main raat ko zikr karta hu, ye mitti purushte rehte hain." He said that when I killed them, I saw that I came to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you man qatl kar diya, I have killed someone. I have killed something. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased. Now because he did not have any knowledge, usko pata nahi aap karna kya hai, toba kaise karna. So he thought that the best thing is that he made a necklace out of the mice and in a string and actually hanged it in it on his neck. Isi tarah woh ibadat karta, sookhte sookhte woh ganda chuha, and it was very smelling, but he was persistent on thinking, "Aap nafs ko sudhar lene chahiye, ye smell ab aaye, mara kyun hai, why have you actually killed the chuha, aap iski sada paako." Now when he tastes the music, as it is, ke bhaiya, ab ye bardasht ho, yehi sada hai nafs ki, ke isko ab bu aayegi. So all that time, the meat actually vanished away, wo haddiyan rahe. Second, two, three, he had like this. So by nikah, wo aram se, "Brother, you have wasted your all that time. Ke that when this thing was with you, and you are wearing this thing, wo to murdar hai, haram hai. Na aapka jism paak raha hai, na ibadat aapki wo kabool hui ho." So he was very, very upset. But he said, "Don't worry, that you have done this sincerity, you repent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and first we learn the basic masail and basic knowledge of fiqh, and then one should indulge in actually any spiritual any practice, any practice which actually, you can say, purifies the heart and mind." Sorry, only Allah have been saying this. Even Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi himself, firstly he went for Baghdad and he mastered the esoteric knowledge, the outward knowledge of fiqh, hadith, tafsir. And then he went into the jungle or wherever he went to actually do the mujahida and strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything else you want to mention? This is also, you can say, a long masala. It will take another 15-20 minutes to do. Because then after 4 rakat, when you get up, what happens? So, aap padh le kitab mein. Inshallah, another day I will explain. But this is basically, it's written. This is nothing that they will quiz you or saying what you know or what you know. Basic things are written very simply. Bhai, ye karna chahiye. So, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they can be excused, but they are in a very dangerous situation. Maybe there is an excuse for them. Ulama has said that if a person does not know, he is excused. But they should be told very seriously, one sense mentioned that ask any scholar or anything if you are not sure. Aap pooch lo, itminan kar lo, that you will do it, you will actually nullify your iman. Why invalidates one's Islam? Ab dekhe. کیوں ہم وہ کرتے ہیں؟ اللہ پاک نے فرمایا ہے قرآن مجید میں کہ یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا ترفعوا اصواتکم فوق صوت النبی, that oh believers, do not even raise your voices over the voice of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اپنی آواز کو بھی رسول میں واسطہ بنا دو, not raise your voices over the voice of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کیا ہوگا؟ ان تحبط اعمالکم, your old deeds will go waste. اب یہ کتنی ہے؟ تو when a person is mocking sunnah of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he is not belittling that sunnah, he is belittling رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے مذاق کر رہے ہیں, because sunnah is from where, who sunnah is it, who did it come from? Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. وہ جس نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے مذاق کیا, نعوذ باللہ, تو اس کا ایمان ختم ہو گیا. Indirectly he did mocking. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائے, من احب سنتی فاحب منی, کہ جس نے میری سنت سے محبت کی وہی مجھ سے محبت کرتا ہے. Whoever loves my sunnah, he loves me. Others are just false believers. So who does not follow sunnah and say we are very loved with Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ہمیں ہے ہوگی to some extent, but that love is not so much valid as or complete, and it is very very weak. After that, من احب سنتی فاحب منی, کہ جس سنت سے محبت کرے اس کو مجھ سے محبت ہوتا. جس میں another حدیث رسول اللہ, فمن راغب عن سنتی فلیس منی, whoever will turn away from my sunnah, he is not from me. Only turning away from sunnah, such punishment is that he is not from me. And if someone jokes with sunnah, just don't ask how much that person is. If they know that this person is bearing because he of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, اگر ان کو یہ علم ہے کہ یہ آپ کی سنت کی وجہ سے پہنا ہوا ہے تو پھر تو ہے. بٹ اف دے ڈونٹ, سم پیپل دے ڈونٹ, مے بی دے ڈونٹ سین اسامہ بن لادن کی امام علی بن ناٹ سین ہے, تو دے آر سینگ دیئر سچویشن از ڈیفرنٹ. بٹ اف دے نو دیٹ دس پرسن از ویئرنگ بیکاز آف سننا, بٹ دے ایکچولی مارک ہم تھرو سینگ وتھ سم ون ایلس, دین دے آر آلسو ان دیٹ کیٹیگری. تو ان کو سمجھانا چاہیے کہ یہ خطرہ ہے. اینڈ دا گریٹسٹ پنشمنٹ دیز پیپل گیٹ, لیٹ می ٹیل یو, جو سنت سے مذاق کرتے ہیں, دا پنشمنٹ آف دیم از گریٹسٹ پنشمنٹ, جو گستاخی رسول کی سزا ہے وہ صرف حبط اعمال, ویسٹ فلنس اعمال نہیں ہے, وہ سزا ہے. وہ ان تم لا تشعرون اینڈ یو ول ناٹ ایون نو دیٹ یور اعمال ہیز گون ویسٹ, یور ایمان ہیز گون ویسٹ, ختم ہو گیا. ان کی سزا ہوتی ہے, ان کو ہدایت ہی نہیں ملتی. Because they, even though you explain to them so much clearly, they will not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stamps their hearts with the Quran. So, bhai, unko hidayat hi nahi milti, ye unki sada hoti hai, they don't know. To toba kare wo, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah forgive them. There is no other way actually just to repent and repent sincerely and continue to repent and ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Plus, if you have been acting up a sunnah and you have, it is not sunnah to muqada or anything and you do not act up it sometime, this is not sin. It is the belief actually you have and the respect you have still in your heart, although you are not practicing it. There is no harm in this. It is when from heart you belittle and joke, mudah karna, kam samajna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the point, it was habit of the kuffar to actually joke and do things like this. And the munafiqeen. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو تو اتنی محبت تھی آپ کی سنت سے کہ ایک صحابی تھے لائک اے مینشن ٹو بیفور ہی اونلی ہیڈ ون ہیئر آف بیئر ایک بال تھا اینڈ وین ہی کیم ان فرنٹ آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فیس ایکچولی بیکم انلائٹنڈ اینڈ مور ایلیومینیٹڈ ہیپینس جب آپ اس کو دیتے اور آپ مسکراتے خوش ہوتے دیکھ کہ یہ میری سنت پہ عمل کر رہا تھا بے شک اس کا ایک ہی بال تھا. He thought, actually, that what is this one hair actually used up in? Dari to my hair. Once he was doing wudu, he would look at that hair as well. So, after that, when he came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not answer his salam. He didn't say, Assalamu Alaikum, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned his face away. He came on the other side of him and turned his face again on the other side. Then he asked companion, what has happened, what this mistake I have done. And they actually came to the conclusion that this is one hair you had, you don't have now. And it is also narrated that the in book, that the two ambassadors who came from the Caesar of Rome, and they did not have beards, and they came to talk with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Although Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very compassionate and merciful. So, because then even Abu Jahl and Kufar had beard that time, but they did not have. Who I and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not even actually talk to them. And he said, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the companion, you go and discuss the matter. I cannot tolerate actually something against my way in such a way. And Prophet said, what have you done this with your faces? Firstly, Prophet said. And they said, our Lord has actually commanded us to this. It was Caesar, Caesar. And Prophet said, that my Lord, the world, Lord of worlds, has commanded me to keep beard and same mushkan. So then Prophet went away and said, you couldn't actually see. Then that was made. These are very precious things. And many people are in this doubt. The sunnat kya hai? If you take out the sunnat, there is no deen at all. There is no deen at all. And many people come to complain, claim, where is it mentioned in Quran? It is that one should keep the sunnah is so important or anything. One person was saying this to me. And I said, آپ کو کتنا قرآن یاد ہے یہ تو بتاؤ. پہلا سپارہ آتا ہے؟ نہیں. دوسرا آتا ہے؟ نہیں. کیا کل شریف آتا ہے؟ خدا کے بندے تو میرے الحمد للہ کل شریف کے سوائے ایک دو سورت نہیں آتی. کرے تو مجھے بتاؤ, tell me where is it as you have mastered the Quran. میں نے 100 places دیے قرآن, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اطیع اللہ و اطیع الرسول. اللہ کی اطاعت پر وہ تو ہو گیا قرآن، اطیع الرسول پھر کیا ہے؟ وہ ہے سنت. اے اللہ سبحانہ سے ماں آتا تم رسول فخذو، جو رسول دے وہ لے لو، وہ مان ہا کو مانو ٹھنتا ہو، اس سے منع کرو ضرور. اب اور کیا ہے؟ اللہ سبحانہ سے لقد کان لکم فی رسول اللہ اسوۃ حسنہ. That is the model and example for you in and the lifestyle for you in the life of Rasulullah. Aur kya hai? They are all shaitanic. That this person, anything else you want to mention?
Mentioned about keeping up beard, shaving off, about the hadith that you said about Islam. Why someone on this day has to keep beard very long?
This is a different matter. What I am saying is, if someone has kept beard, then due to their laziness or some out pressure, a job, etc., they shave the beard. Wo aur masla, it is only can be a sin. Wo aur baat hai, this is a different matter. But I am saying, talking about the nullifies, what nullifies Islam is to joke with any matter relating to deen. Quran, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Sunnah, who is different thing, and to commit any sin is completely different. What different thing? Yes, you should not stop talking. یہ نہیں کلام کرنا یہ. But that was Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did it for his. But he did not. You see, in that same hadith, we know that he asked companion to talk with him. لیکن اسی حدیث میں آپ نے ہمیں کمپانیوں کو کہ آپ بات کرو اس میں. اینڈ کمپانی ڈیڈ ناٹ سے دیٹ اٹ واز میں ناٹ گو آئی وی ول ناٹ گو دیٹ واز ہز انسٹرکشن ہی شوڈ ہز ڈسپلیجر ٹوورڈ اٹ. جی یس. اینی تھنگ ایلس بیفور وی کلوز دی مجلس؟ نہیں. ہاں اس کی ٹھیک ہے، اس کی ہو جائے گی. یعنی جب دل جھک گیا پھر وہ یعنی اس نے اجتہاد کیا ہے، اس کا اجتہاد میں خطا بھی ہو گئی ہے تو پھر اس کی ٹھیک ہے. لیکن وہ جو برابر آ گیا ہے پھر اس کا اجتہاد تو اس نے کیا نہیں، وہ تو کہتا ہے میں جانتا ہی نہیں، اس لیے پھر وہ سجدہ صاحب کرتا ہے. تو اجتہاد میں اگر اس نے کیا ہے تو اگر خطا بھی کر کے تو اس کی پھر معافی ہو جاتی ہے. یہ بھی لرن کرنا لائک احد علی آس ٹو دیٹ وین یو آر ریڈنگ آن دا فورتھ کاسٹ بائی مسٹیک آفٹر ریڈنگ اشہد ان محمد عبدہ و رسول یو کیٹ اپ فور دا ففتھ کاسٹ، پھر کیا کرنا چاہیے؟ آلسو لرن ان شاء اللہ اندر ٹائم آئی آسک یو اینڈ آلسو لرن ادر مسائل ان شاء اللہ. That is very good. Any scholar which you can teach fiqh or any person, one should go and take knowledge and learn from. And Nurul Hida is a simple short book of fiqh, short book. زیادہ آپ نے پڑھی ہے اس میں زیادہ بیسک مسائل ہیں بنیادی. Anything else anyone wants to mention? It doesn't matter that they are always in this habit actually, and this applies to Muslim that their Islam unified. Jo pehle hi kafir hai uska kya Islam unified hoga? چیز آلریڈی موڈیفائڈ ان والی چیزیں. اس کو تو بس یہ ہے کہ ٹو ود حکمت اینڈ وزڈم ٹرائی ٹو ایکسپلین ٹو ہم اینڈ فوکس آن دا فنڈامینٹل بلیف ان ہیئرآفٹر اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. Getting into nitty-gritty is not useful with people who are not even do not have faith. One person was in prison.